This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you live here in Southern California, or really pretty much any place in the country, your kid at some point is going to want you to take him or her to Disneyland. Tough though it may be to imagine now, the park that gave rise to Euro Disney and Shanghai Disney and Hong Kong Disney, not to mention much of greater Orlando, Florida, was at one point not much more than a pitch to investors. Not just an amusement park, but oh, so much more. Cory Doctorow from the website Boing Boing got his hands on the original Disney prospectus not too long ago. Cory, it's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
This is kind of an extraordinary document. Six, maybe seven pages laying out, in a way, Disneyland as we know it today.
Yeah, well, Disneyland, as we can see how it became it today, I think, is the more interesting piece. It's not the similarities. It's really the differences that are kind of exciting.
Well, lay out a couple of those. What struck you when you got your hands on this thing?
Well, I guess the big one is just how much Disneyland back then was a kind of predecessor to the shopping mall, how recreational shopping was very much anticipated by Walt. And basically what he wanted to do was make a place where you could come, where you could get the kind of things that you had to be a very sophisticated person indeed to get in 1953 post-war America, things that would literally not be on sale anywhere else in the world, that would be sort of hand-picked by him from all over. For a long time before they went to an all-you-can-eat ticket that lets you ride all the rides, you could buy a ticket that was just good for admission. And when you went in, you could just go shop. And it was quite the done thing in Los Angeles to go and do your Christmas shopping there.
That strikes me as inconceivable today to actually schlep down to Anaheim to go shopping.
Yeah, it's quite a long way. Although Walt had quite an amazing vision for the kinds of things you'd be able to buy down there. It wasn't just that he wanted to sell you tropical fish and even tropical birds. He wanted to sell you miniature ponies.
As in live miniature ponies?
As in live miniature ponies.
Wow. There was a bunch of other stuff in here that sort of became this thing we know today. For example, out in Tomorrowland, the idea of corporate sponsors. I mean, Walt didn't have a whole lot of money to plow into this thing, and he gets Kaiser Aluminum to sponsor big exhibits in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, although the best of those definitely was the Dairy of the Future, sponsored by the Dairy Farmers of America, where they just had papier-mâché cows that had IVs stuck in their hocks and huge video screens of pastures that they could sit and watch while they sort of contemplated life indoors. It's actually kind of interesting, given that this was also the dawn of things like cubicles and the Levittowns and so on, that really they were saying, well, we figured out a way to make humans who previously toiled in the fields happy working indoors. Maybe we could do the same for our cows.
What do you think Walt does if he comes back to Disneyland today, based on this document from 60 years ago?
Oh, no, I think he'd be delighted. I actually think that he would look around Disney and see that despite the extraordinary incursions that have been made at various times by the bean counting Roy people, Roy being his brother,
Roy Disney, the financial guy,
the money strings. There's no way you could justify to a shareholder putting on that little bit of gold plating, that little bit of plussing up, as Walt used to say. And that ethos is very much alive. And I think that really the only description that you can make for things that people do because they're aesthetically pleasing, even though there's no rational return on the investment, the only real definition for that is art. And I think that the park is still the domain of people who think of themselves as artists and of the park as a work of art. And that's why it was such a pleasure to publish this.
Cory Doctorow from Boing Boing. Cory, thanks very much.
Thank you.